Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Chauncey Show. We're always right and never left. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. Before we start the show, I want to send out prayers to all of those who have lost loved ones in an unfortunate building collapse in Florida. It has went from a rescue effort to a recovery effort, and our prayers go out to all of the friends and families of those who lost loved ones in this unfortunate accident. And maybe a candidate that's running for Florida today can maybe shed some more light on what's going on there today, as we have in the studio today a gentleman that is running for Congress in Florida's District 23, Ruben Young. We'll be talking momentarily. So our prayers go out to all of those, also to all of the first responders and those who are fully engaged in a recovery effort. Our prayers go out to them. As being a former fire captain and a first responder, I understand not only the tragedy that the families go through, but what the first responders go through and what they witness. We take those things with us forever. So my thoughts and prayers are with them as well. So tonight we have in the studio candidate Ruben Young, who is a Republican running for Congress in District 23. Ruben is a committed community servant, national organizer, and Republican with a proven leadership record of fighting in human and civil rights, rights for legal immigrants, and for the common goals of educational and economic opportunities for all people. Mr. Young formerly worked for the state of Florida, serving as district legislative assistant to managing a large district on behalf of state representative James Bush III in District 109. As an aide, Mr. Young has used his paralegal skills to help draft legislation that led to bipartisan support on behalf of his district, HB 269, HB 575, HB 817, HB 663, and HB 293, to name a few, whereas he played a critical role in helping Representative Bush navigate important appropriation bills through the various Republican-led committees during both the 2018 and 2020 legislative sessions. I'm honored and blessed to have in the studio today. Let me welcome Mr. Ruben Young.
Good evening. Thank you.
It's great to have you on, Ruben. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Chauncey. I really thank you for the introduction. That's one of the best introductions I've received since I started this journey. This journey of running to be the voice and be the person that actually speak out and speak up for District 23. We have not had that in a number of years. So I just want to say to your listening audience, I just want to say thank you for those kind words that you've given over the airways, and I appreciate that.
You're very, very welcome, Ruben, and I want to say thank you for your work that you have done, not only for Florida, but across the country, of fighting for America and fighting for what it stands for. I talked a little bit about who you are. I know you're a people person, you're a ground organizer, and you believe in serving all people. Tell us a little bit about yourself, what I haven't described already, and then talk about what led you to run for Congress.
Okay, well, just to give a background, I'm a native Floridian. I grew up in Homestead, Florida. So I like to go around and tell people that I'm a natural born citizen who has the right under the citizenship clause to run for this office, because the citizenship clause it discourages people who are not citizens of the United States to run for office. And see, as it may, I'm a veteran. I'm somebody who believes in serving. I'm someone who believes in law and order. I'm somebody that believes in standing up and speaking out when it's needed and necessary. And so those things that help make me, I'm a product of the public school system. When I was in school, and this is, I think, that helped with my makeup. When I was in school growing up as a kid, I used to be the smallest person in the room. So I was bullied, and people pushed me around constantly because of my size that they thought I wasn't strong enough to step in as a negative. Because what that has done for me over the years is helped me to stand up. And this is why I can go after the tough fight. This is why I can stand up and take on the tough races because of that experience. So, and this has been a journey for me, a journey. And I want everybody to know, I'm not out here because I want to be out here. I'm out here because something in me is now standing up. Because when I see how they've been bullying our country, when I see how they bullied our president, I have to say for the record that Donald J. Trump is still the legal and lawful president of these United States, regardless of what people are talking about. He was elected by the 12th Amendment of the Constitution, which says that electors are appointed by state legislatures, and they're not voted.
Ruben, if you're in a tough area, I'm losing you.
For that process.
Okay. Wherever you are, try to stay stationary because you keep coming in and out. I don't know if you're mobile or not, Ruben, but we're losing you on the airway.
Okay. Thank you very much. But I'm in a vehicle, so I'm trying to get to a certain another destination. So I apologize to your audience.
Oh,
but
those okay.
Are things I stand for, Chauncey. Those are things I stand for. I stand there because this country needs somebody that's going to fight. This country needs somebody that's not going to sell them out. And I'm not a sellout. I've never been a sellout. And I've seen what's going on in our country. And I've seen a lot of the candidates out here that really, they're not America First candidates. They're not committed to this political process, John. So I'm offering myself to be that person, to be that person with you because it's necessary.
Amen. Amen. I just wanted to mention a case by Odyssey here before. I support President Trump. He has done more for the American people, more for African Americans, more for Hispanic than any other president in the history of our country, maybe besides Abraham Lincoln. So, yes, I concur with you. President Trump is a legitimate president, and I hope that he decides if he doesn't run for Congress in 2022, I hope he runs for president in 2024. Also, Ruben, I want to apologize, and I'm very remiss that I did not mention the most important part of your resume, that you are a veteran. Thank you for your service. I'm extremely humbled and honored for your service. I am the son and proud son. My father was a Navy veteran. He was a Republican. He was a patriot. So my honor and hat goes off to you continuously.
Thank you,
Chauncey. To all that you have served. People do not understand. When you serve this country, and it's a shame what the Biden administration is doing with our veterans, allowing them to stay homeless on the streets, Nancy Pelosi and all of these idiots, okay, that are on the left, okay, they don't take care of our veterans. They don't realize that you guys have kept us protected. You guys allow us to have free speech. You guys allow us to walk among society, to eat wherever we want. You allow us to have our way of life. And I will always give honor and respect to veterans and remind people that we can't forget those who have sacrificed their lives for us. And we're blessed to have those like yourself who are coming home and want to serve America again by running for Congress. Thank you so much, Ruben.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for that. Again, like I say, you know, when you take on Congress and when you take on running to serve, you know, it, to me, this is one of the highest honors because running for a congressional seat, I've ran for a number of seats, but it's been local seats. I ran for county clerk. I ran for state representative position. I've run for a number of local seats. But this is the first time I've had the high honor in running for Congress. And I just thank God that he selected me out of all of my brothers and sisters. He
Amen.
Found me because he knows that I'm the kind of person that's going to stand and fight. I used to be a union rep, and I used to have to fight for people's jobs. I used to be in the Guardian Ad Litem program, and I used to fight for children that was children abused and neglected children. You should fight for them. And I understand what it means to advocate. When you have somebody like a Debbie Washington Schultz, who's been in there in that position since 2004. They will never fought. She's never fought for this district. She's never fought for the people they even elected her. She's never fought for the small business owner. She's never fought to stand for our Constitution. It is our Constitution that governs us. That's our Constitution. That's our bedrock, Chauncey. And when you don't have somebody that's willing to stand for this Republican form of government and under her Democrat leadership, you see what's going on in this country. You see how they're taking away our voices. You see how they're taking away our liberties. They're canceling us. They call it the cancel culture. You can see them doing all that to this country, changing it, giving it over to communism, giving it over to socialism. And that's supposed to be okay with us. Well, when I was in the military, I did take an oath. I took that same oath to protect and defend the United States of America. And it's that same oath that I still abide by today, Chauncey, that I, when I become a congressman, when I hit that floor, when I start talking about those things that are right for America, like the amendment rights, protecting children in the mother's womb, giving parents the opportunity to choose a quality education for their children, when we stand to protect our elections, when we stand to protect our borders, Chauncey, mm-hmm. I'm going to do that with honor. That's not going to be politics for me, because as a congressperson, Chauncey, my job is to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And that's the kind of congressional representative I'm going to be in. That's the kind of congressional representative that I'm asking the voters in District 23 to give me a chance to represent, because I believe, like you said in your kind introduction, I believe in serving all the people, for the people, and by the people under a God that we trust. Thank you.
Amen, amen. For those that are tuning in and listening to the Chauncey Show, we're always right, never left. We put God first, politics second. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We're honored and blessed to have in the studio Reuben Young, who is a veteran, who is the people's candidate for Congress in Florida's District 23. We're honored to have him in the studio today. I urge all of my listeners, get the word out, make a phone call, share post about Reuben Young. These are the type of people that we need in government today. People that are going to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. We do not need politicians today that want to spew identity politics, pick one person, one gender identity against another, one religion against another. That is not of God. That is of Satan. Satan is of division. People, in the war that is going on today in our country is a spiritual war between God and Satan. And I'm so blessed to hear Reuben speak truth to power when he mentioned our Father God, because that is what this is about, doing God's work and doing the people's work, representing all people, not political interest, not economic interest, not organizational interest, but the people's interest. And we see that in less than 6 months of the Biden disaster administration, with these type of thoughts and policies that they bring forth. Crime is on the rise. Unemployment again is out of control. Border crisis? Border crisis is mild compared to the human trafficking, the gun trafficking, the fentanyl trafficking, the children child trafficking. Those are the things, the underpinnings of the border crisis that we're not seeing. Joe Biden is not a law and order president. He's a criminal. He is allowing illegal activities to flourish in our country and then turns around and use taxpayers' dollars to house illegal immigrants when we have veterans and homeless people on the streets. People, we need to wake up and realize what America really is about, and we really need to realize the candidates that really want to represent the people. And this is what Reuben Young and so many good candidates across the country today are running for. They're running for you. Reuben, you know, there's so many issues on the table, not only in Florida, You know, unfortunately, I briefly talked about the building collapse in prison, about family, first responders, and the rescues. I know you and your state is mourning and struggling at this time, during the recovery effort. But what are some of the other issues that are not only facing Florida, but our nation? We talked about immigration. We talk about drugs. We talk about veteran affairs, what they're not doing for veterans. I mean, the educational system is subpar in this country. We could talk about so many issues. And then they wonder why our children are growing up with this socialist, communist, Marxist mindset, because we're not teaching our children about the republic, about the history of America, how it was founded. We must talk about the good and the bad, because there will be no good if the bad did not happen. So like you said, this cancel culture trying to remove our history and then trying to create some fantasy of critical race theory, when our children have challenges in our school system with even critical thinking skills, with even having the ability to read and write. And we're talking about some BS theory on race. That's a theory. And our kids can't even do mathematics and read and write and compete in this global society. And then when the parents push back, I heard the nonsense from this union rep talk about, well, we're going to prepare to take them to court. The educational system is about people. It's about children and parents. It's not about the power of unions. But anyway, I'm going to let you chip in here because I'm going off into a tangent right now.
I'm sitting here just listening to your purpose. I'm listening to your passion. And I'm listening to a person who genuinely care about what's going on in this country. And I thank you for that. But, you know, what's taking place, the division that's taking place in this country, to me, and I've read a lot about the different strategies, but these are communist war strategies. These strategies are set to break, promote fear. These strategies are set to divide us. These strategies are set so we can lose who we are, lose our identity. I was speaking to some young Republicans. And since I believe in the Constitution and because I believe in duty, honor, country, God, I gave them a different perspective. I said, first of all, if you read the Constitution, this Constitution of these United States of America, I said, the left is now defined and put us in what they call these islands of division by saying that you're a Democrat and you're a Republican. So they set forth to subvert the Constitution because there's no such thing in our Constitution that mentions Democrats or Republican. The Constitution is set for we the people. And when they can come in and they can change a document and they have Americans fighting over what party affiliation they belong to, they can then come in and change that document because this is a constitutional agreement that's between us and our government, between the government and we the people, will be automatically changed with their narrative by them changing one word outside of what that's spoken in that document. So first of all, that's where we're now starting to lose some of our footing, and because there's no enforcement there. So those type things are Marxist strategies. Those type things are socialist strategies coming in and trying to for now change America to put us in a position where they weaken us. They weaken us from the inside. I know you heard about the enemy within. Well, this is what we have. Joe Biden. It should not be president of the United States. Joe Biden was not elected legally or constitutionally by the the document that's set forth in the Constitution. Therefore, right now America is existing on a de facto and illegitimate government, and nothing that Joe Biden signs on behalf of America can be legal. It cannot be the supreme law of the land. If you go by that document, if you go by the rules of law, if you go by what the Constitution says in order to elect, to have a representative government, because this is not a democracy. Challenge, this is a republic, a republican form of government, and what that means is government closer to the people and government that's ran by the rules of law. You can't say that you obey the law, this law, and then say that I don't agree with this law. If you don't agree with what that document says, then under the rules of law, you must amend it. And anyone, any congressperson, and this is a problem for me because I see a lot of congresspeople like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, they are changing this constitutional form of government without an amendment. And that's a statute, Chauncey. There's a statute of enforcement that I have not seen any Democrat, Republican evoke. It's called 18 U.S.C. 1918. That says whenever an elected representative publicly advocate a change in government without the Constitution, without an amendment, that will not govern, and it calls for their immediate removal from office, and it deems their actions as a crime under Walker versus member of Congress. And so what we're going through now, and this is an issue for me. We all have a lot of issues, like you say. But the issue for me is when we have elected representatives that took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution as is, publicly advocate changing that document without any other consequence. What happened on January the 6th should have never happened. Even if there was an insurrection, a so-called insurrection, they were supposed to stick with the process. And they changed that process. Nancy Pelosi changed that process. Chuck Schumer changed that process. And Mitch McConnell, they all changed that constitutional process because they knew there was not going to be any consequences. But when I get to Congress, and if God give me the opportunity to get to that floor, those are the kind of things that I want to bring before the House, and those are the kind of things that I want to seek enforcement on, because we cannot let this country run out of control. And so I'm a law enforcement, a law and order candidate, and these are the things that I'm going to protect you, and I'm going to protect this country when I get to Congress.
Amen. Amen. I just want to dovetail off of a couple of things. One of the most powerful things, and I had the honor of serving as an elected official as well for a few terms. But my point being is, you know, these congressmen, these people, you know, they either put their hand, and this is the thing of me being a person of deep faith that troubles me, and I pray for them. When they put their hand on that Bible, you know, these elected officials forget that they have to uphold the law within that book as well. And I pray for the mercy that God will have on their souls for rebelling against putting their hands, swearing to God. They don't realize, and they forget what that means, you know. And it's very, very sad when we view these politicians today claim to be whatever religious faith they are, but their actions do not display moral integrity. And that is a shame. That is a shame. And these are the other things that we need to talk about, because we need to start talking about, like you are, what should we be looking for in a public servant today? And I supported Trump because he was a businessman, and he did exactly what I thought a businessman would do, get things
and
done, promises made. Promises made and promises kept. What do you mean he did not like us?
He did not lie to us. He did not stand before the TV screen, and he did not tell us a lie. He followed the law.
And that's where the corrupt criminals who don't follow the law had a problem with him on the establishment side of both the corrupt Republicans, rhinos, and the Democrats. They were both against Donald Trump because Donald Trump was for the people. And I'm glad that we're talking about that, because I also want to footnote something. Okay, Donald Trump put a 5-year lobbying ban in Washington against Congress and against lobbyists. So they could not make any money, the politicians and the lobbyists. And I want to bring that, you know, and I try to mention as often as I can, because they could not make money off of Donald Trump. That's why they called him a racist. That's why everything that he did, they tried to change the narrative, because they could not engage as business as usual under Donald Trump. And that's why the Republicans and Democrats, the Republican Party, and the Democrats conspired this election in 2020 against Donald Trump. And that's a shame.
Amen.
They need to support candidates of color like Reuben Young, like Winston Sears. All of these candidates that are standing up for the people, the Republican Party needs to stop with the rhetoric and stop and start opening up the checkbook. Because we are on the front lines, and you, the Republican Party, will lose in the future if you do not start investing in people of color, candidates that are more than qualified, as well as starting to engage in the social and economic fabric of these failed Democratic cities. We have the history and we have the policies to support going into these cities and taking them over. And not taking them over, helping the people that the failed Democrats are not doing. This should be the strategy of the National Republican Party, and not just taking care of the evangelistic Christians and of the Southern whites. Look at the numbers that Donald Trump brought to the table. He doubled the numbers of African Americans and Hispanics. The Republican Party needs to wake up and stop playing politics with the people as well. Because it's about money and power. I'm not going to say the Republican Party is racist, but they need to start putting their money where their mouth is. I was a part of the Republican Party. I served in positions. I ran as a candidate. I know the games the Republican Party plays, and you need to stop now. If you want to win elections, you need to start putting that money in candidates like Reuben Young and all of these other candidates if you want to win back Congress. Because if not, you're blowing smoke in the wind. Donald Trump is the one that pulled this party together, bringing 80 million people. So Republican Party, you need to wake up. You need to wake up, Republican Party. Okay, you need to do more. You need to open up that checkbook and invest in these cities, invest in these candidates that are trying to bring about real reform and real change. If you really want to change this country, because people like Reuben need all of our help, all of our help, especially from the Republican Party, because Reuben and other candidates are on the front line here.
Amen. That's right. Yes, we are. We're on the front line. Each and every day I'm out in the community. You know, we have candidates that what they go around doing. This is the thing that I find as a problem for me, one of those issues. They're not actually in this race. They're not trying to win. They're there raising all this money, and they're sharing the wealth, and they're raising all these monies, and then when the elections are over with, and I have a report, so I'm not just saying this out of my head. And the reports that I have show that once the election over and all the thousands of dollars, instead of they investing, since you used the word investing, instead of they taking that money that they did not spend at the end of the day and investing it back into the community or coming with programs or something that helped with the creation of entrepreneurship, because that's one of the things I want to do in District 23. I want to see more entrepreneurs. I don't just want to see a person in my district just go to a job. I think we need more entrepreneurial, more businesses, more small businesses, because especially what we're going through with the COVID, the so-called fake COVID-19 virus, which we now know is fake. We know that Fauci should be locked up. He should be placed in jail or hit with treason. But yet, the investment, we have a lot of black conservatives. You have a lot of black voices that they're not at the table. We don't even have that many of black conservatives in our party, in Congress, in which we need to do better. We don't even have a lot of we have no black African-American female, no black conservative female, because everybody has different experiences. Your voice and my voice, they're different, and they should be at the table of negotiation so we can bring people up under this big tent. A lot of black people being taken advantage of. And that's the problem for me, Chauncey. A lot of African-Americans are being misguided and misled and abused by the Democratic Party. In every election, they receive nothing at the end of the day except for they vote for people who really don't like them. Well, this is where my voice comes in, because I walked away. I'm a walk away. President Trump put the call out, Chauncey, and he said for us to walk away. He said, what do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? And that woke me up, because you know what? All this time I thought I was okay. When I went through my community and all the poverty and all the crime and all of the lack of resources coming into my community, I thought that was okay. I thought that was natural. I thought that was normal. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of African Americans that live in these poverty-stricken communities, they think that's normal, because we've been conditioned. The community has been conditioned. The people have been conditioned to think, to believe that they deserve less than what they are receiving. And when I woke up and I started driving through our inner city communities, I saw it with a different outlook. I saw it with a different perspective. And the Bible tells us that we must go and seek and save those which are lost. He said, those that are well need not a physician, but they who are sick. And we as a Republican Party, we're the party that believes in our God. We're the party that believes in the Lord. Amen. We're the party that believes in honor, that believes in duty, that believes in helping our fellow man. We're the party, not the Democrats. The Democratic Party, which I now am aware of the devices and the abuses that I've been under for a number of years, because I served on the executive committee. I saw how the Democratic Party tried to subvert election. I saw how they tried to prevent black conservative or black people from getting in a position within that party that want to help their community. I saw them lie, cheat, and steal the election within their own party. When we talk about what it means to be a Republican, when we talk about what it means to be a black conservative, it means speaking of those things that nobody else would have the courage enough to speak out on. Right is right, Chauncey, and wrong is wrong. And it's wrong to lead people. It's wrong to lead people in the type of environment and abuse and the lack thereof, when we're supposed to be representing we the people. And this is what I see with the Republican Party. The Republican Party may not be perfect, but they need to open up and allow more voices in this big tent.
Amen.
Am I right?
Amen. 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 You're hitting the nail on the head. Amen. 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 They have to allow us, and they will, you know, that's the key right there, is allowance. Allowance and submission. When you say allowance and submission, I think about our Father. Because Amen. I have to allow, and I have to submit to him in order to allow him in, or to allow me into him. It goes both ways, that allowance and submission. And, you know, that is probably one of the most powerful things that are missing out of our society today. You know, I'm almost, I'll be 59, and I think you're 60. You know, you're only a couple years older than me. I grew up in school where we had prayer in the school. In the early 60s, I grew up where we did the Pledge of Allegiance. I grew up when my father, on every national holiday, took the American flag and posted it out on the front porch. This is the America that I grew up in. And to see what is transpiring today to this country, with the mainstream media and big tech participating in a false narrative of trying to reprogram people to think that reality is not reality and vice versa, the falsehoods, the lies, the deception. I ask everybody to please repent and seek God first. Lean not on your Amen. Own understanding, but the Amen. Understanding of our fathers. Let him guide our steps. I ask him to please keep my will and guide my steps. Reuben, I haven't, you know, Amen. My listeners know about my testimony, you know, but I was blessed to have a life, and I was blessed to also have various challenges in my life that brought me to a deep submission and faith of my Father, the Most High. Okay, and mm-hmm. as a result of what he has done in me, the least I can do is pay it forward by standing as right for all of his children. As you talked about, we need to go into these inner cities. I do this because I'm trying to help people that are sick. I'm not trying to talk to people that are well. I don't do this show because I want to make money. I do this show because it has a purpose greater than thyself.
That's right.
And that's why I am blessed by the Most High to have you on the show, for us to talk about these issues that the mainstream media tries to ignore or tries to say they don't exist. That's why we do this show, to bring truth to power. Go ahead, Ruby.
You touched me. You really touched me. Because that's how I see what I'm doing here. You know, I started this journey in 1987. You know, I had a brother who was a special sergeant in the military at Fort Hood, Killeen, Texas. And that was this young rookie officer just graduating out of the academy. But before he graduated, one of the things he said to some of the cadets, the first thing he's going to do when he gets on the streets, he was going to shoot him some black person. And he used another word, but he was just this is what he had mentioned. And no one said anything. Nobody reported him. And my brother was the person that he shot the first day he got out there. But you didn't hear. But my family, we never called for defunding our police. Matter of fact, I'm a law and order candidate because I understand. But when I talk to African Americans, especially about the police, law enforcers are there to do one thing. They're there to enforce the law. You don't argue your rights on the streets. You argue your rights in the courtroom. When there's a violation of your rights, you don't argue your rights on the streets. You take it to the courtroom. So when an officer, and I believe in this, when an officer tells you to do something or give you instructions or tell you to do certain things, it behooves you to follow those instructions. I know you serve, so I'm going to say this. When I was in the Army, one of the first things they taught me, because after you take out the code of conduct, one of the first things you do when an officer give you your instructions, they say you follow the order. And if the order violates the code, then you report the officer. But the officer is in full command, full authority at that time. So when an officer, a lieutenant or a colonel or a major or someone of that level, captain, when they tell you to do something, your goal as a military officer, a military enlisted personnel, your job, if that person has a higher rank than you, you follow the order and then you complain about it. And when what you see happening in this country today, when I see a lot of resistance, I hear the cry for defunding the police. I think that, first of all, I think that's un-American, because this the goal of this country, especially those who are in office, is to protect the citizens. I'm America first candidate, so my first level of responsibility is to protect Americans. Protect Americans by ensuring that we have safety, ensuring that we have security, and ensuring that the walls, our borders, are fully protected, fully funded, and make sure that we have officers that are not in position to violate citizens' rights. They're not in position to violate a person's constitutional right, a civil right, but they're to do the same thing to protect and defend this great land of ours. So that becomes a problem with me when I see how unruly this nation has become, when I see how anarchy exists in our streets, when I see Antifa, or I see organizations sprout up like a BLM trying to constantly put that wedge, create these wedge issues, constantly divide America by making America a country now of lawlessness, because the world is watching America. Nowhere in the country you can come and enjoy some of the fruits of labor other than America. You have people fighting each and every day to make sure this country do not go into the hands of communists. They're fighting to make sure this country don't go into the hands of socialism. President Trump said that America would never be a socialist country. So this is why they're now promoting all these Marxist theories like critical race theory, because that's another wedge issue. That's another area of division, especially within the African American community, because of the things that the school boards and the public school system are teaching our children. Because the schools that we went to, me and you, and the teachers that once taught us, they don't exist anymore. You got people with these Marxist ideologies, with these socialist ideologies, with these communist ideologies. They are now, they learned that the way to change the nation is through education. And they're in our schools, and they're tampering with our future by tampering with the minds of our children, or tampering with the minds of our students on universities or on college campuses. They're changing America because they want America to be just like every other country. So guess what? We're fighting those spiritual battles. We're fighting those enemies within America, and we need candidates. We need congressional representatives that are willing to go to Congress and put this country back in the right path by saying enough is enough is enough. And we need to get the remainder of those 84 million Americans that came out and voted for President Trump to stand with us, because you hit it on the head. We're never going to change America.
Amen. Ruben, I want to say, unfortunately, thank you so much. We're out of time. I want to have you back on the show again. You have been an awesome guest, extremely informative. I can't thank you enough for your service to our country and your service to Florida and America and wanting to stand up again to run for Congress. My thoughts and prayers are with you. Before you go, please briefly share with my audience your website. If they want to volunteer, contact you, or donate, please share that information briefly with my audience. Thank you.
Okay, everything is on my website. You can go to ryoungforcongress.com. All my contact information there. If you want to volunteer with the campaign, everything is there, Chauncey, because I really need the help. I'm running on a petition. So you can also request a petition if you live in the state of Florida. I'll make sure I send it to you. So thank you very much. Thank you for your audience.
Thank you so much. And we will post comments for Ruben, his website, after the show is processed. So all of my listeners will be able to grab that information if you weren't able to get it on the show. Next up on this coming Tuesday, we're going to have in the studio another great show. We're having former Jill Hall, who is, give me one second here to pull it up. She's running for U.S. Congress in Massachusetts District 4, and she wanted me to call her Julie, but actually she's Colonel Julie Hall, who is a veteran, a patriot, and a proud mother, who understands we are not concerned with parties or labels, but our shared dreams and values. She's going to be in the studio. I'm going to be honored to have her in, the Colonel, coming and talking about her plans for Massachusetts and America. On Tuesday, you can follow the Chauncey Show or check out our broadcast on Spreaker, the Chauncey Show on Spreaker. You can also follow us, the Chauncey Show on Facebook, Chauncey Show USO on Twitter. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. You can follow me on Twitter at NY, that's New York Talk Radio Host, also on Facebook at Conservative Talk Radio Host. As always, we want to thank you for tuning in and listening to our show. Please remember, be safe, keep the faith, and keep God first. God bless you all. Have a good night now. Until next time. Mm-hmm.